But like, so welcome all of you for this evening's Gauranga Katha. We will hear Lord Lord Chaitanya's instructions to two of his foremost kirtan leaders, Brakeshwara Pandit, and also Brakeshwara Pandit and Mukunda. So you're very much welcome to take part. Sikirtan is a devotional culture, a devotional practice, and we will approach it from the theoretical point of view, from the practical point of view, and from the exemplary point of view.
Oh,
dances in Brahmeshwara's Pandit Hall. Then Brahmeshwara dances as Krishna makes him dance. Brahmeshwara was so dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu that Gauranga would personally sing. And while he sang, Brahmeshwara Pandit would dance. Sometimes up to 72 hours, that's 3 days and 3 nights, without taking any food or drink. Can you imagine Manohar to dance for 3 days and nights? I think you can only imagine this if you would have a spiritual body and not a body which is responding to hunger and thirst. So at the end of these 72 hours, the following scene would happen. Brahmeshwara, who was full of love of Godhead, would fall at the lotus feet of the Lord who had sang for him for all this time. And he would clasp these lotus feet and express a confidential desire. I have danced now, he would say, as you have made me dance. But this has not satisfied my heart. O moon-faced Lord Chandramukhi, give me 10,000 Gandhava singers. Much like the residents of Navadvipa came to their houses and looked as you came joyfully singing and dancing into Radha-desh. Imagine there were 10,000 of you making a kirtan, which would be so loud that the layers of the universe would crack open. Then you would have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded to Brahmeshwara Pandit by saying, Brahmeshwara, you are like one of my wings. If I would have another wing like you, another devotee like you, I would fly. I would fly in the kirtan. High in the sky of kirtan, I would fly. And there is a second Brahmeshwara. There's one important pastime which is important also for our effort here to learn more about kirtan. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always say that in order to learn and understand Krishna, two types of Bhagavatas are required. The book Bhagavata and the person in whose heart the teachings of the Bhagavata live, the bhakti of the Bhagavata lives. Mahaprabhu will say, those who simply read the book Bhagavata but do not respect the person Bhagavata are offenders. They can worship the Bhagavatam for millions of years but still not attain any bhakti. One such unfortunate offender was Devananda Pandit, who was saved by Brahmeshwara Pandit. Devananda Pandit read every day the Bhagavatam. Devananda Pandit had students, which came from all over Navadvipa to his classes. He was self-controlled, his mind was totally disciplined, but he did not understand that the Bhagavata is all about bhakti. He read the Bhagavata to attain liberation from material existence, but not love for Krishna. One day, he made an offense against Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit had come to one of his Bhagavata readings, and as he heard about the beauty of Krishna and his kindness to his devotees, he had become so moved in his heart that he cried. Now Devananda's ignorant students thought, he's crying, this is a disturbance for the Bhagavatam lecture of Devananda. And they had told Srivas, stop crying like you're sentimental. But Srivas, who was genuinely moved by bhakti in his heart, had cried more. Finally, he had lost his consciousness. And what did these students do? They picked him up and carried him out of the Bhagavatam reading. It would be a first class Bhagavatam reading, and all of a sudden Ramananda Roy would become inspired in Krishna consciousness and softly say, oh Krishna, please save me. And then Rishabha would turn to him and say, don't disturb Ramananda Roy. It would be offensive, Rishabha. But it would be more offensive if, for instance, I, who gave the Bhagavatam class at that time, would not interrupt Rishabha and see how Rishabha would carry Ramananda Roy out of the Radhadesh temple room. Devananda Pandit tolerated the ignorant behavior of his students towards Srivas Pandit, and therefore he became bereft of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed by the Vidyalaya of Devananda Pandit. And he said to Advaita Nityananda, what right has this smarta Brahmin to read the Bhagavatam? He does not know the essence of the Bhagavatam is bhakti. Today or tomorrow, I will come and snatch the Bhagavatam from him and I will take it away from him. Devananda Pandit heard about this and felt sadness in his heart that the Lord ignored him. Chanted and danced, not for 72 hours, but for 6 hours. My dear bodies, when Vrakeshwara Pandit chanted and danced, the whole town of Navadvip came around him, and there was a need of crowd control. So Devananda came with a stick and served Vrakeshwara Pandit's dancing in pure love of Godhead. By moving the stick, he didn't use it, around in the circle so that there was enough place for Vrakeshwara Pandit to dance. This is done in Chaitanya Bhakti. There is a very advanced devotees. We make place for them to dance. Maybe it happens that Indrajona Maharaj comes, and Radhanath Maharaj comes, and Lokanath Maharaj comes to our temple. And then we see that they feel the joy of kirtan and they want to dance, we respectfully move to the side and make room so that they can dance in Krishna consciousness. We do this in our movement also. So Devananda came and did some crowd control. Bengalis, 20,000, and they all wanted to touch the feet of Brahmeshwara Pandit. So they are, you can't stay where you are. And he saw how as Brahmeshwara Pandit bends, divine love for Krishna made his appearance in the heart. The tears started to come from his eyes. He perspired profusely. Sometimes he would change the color of his body. Devananda could see and feel the bhakti of this pure devotee. Afterwards, came forward to Brahmeshwara Pandit, who was just relaxing a little after dancing and singing for 6 hours, and he massaged his legs. After a few days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by and he visited Devananda. Devananda was surprised. The Lord had ignored him up to that moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because you have served Brahmeshwara Pandit, I have noticed you. Whoever becomes devoted to my devotee attains the lotus feet of Krishna. Know that Krishna is in the heart of Brahmeshwara Pandit and makes him dance. As Krishna dances, so Brahmeshwara dances. And he gave Devananda his Pandit, Devananda Pandit, his mercy. And now, from that day on, Devananda Pandit could understand Bhagavatam. Understand there is bhakti in every verse of the Bhagavatam. My dear devotees, Of all the devotees. He in addition, was a personal class friend of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And do you know who his brother was? The famous Vasudev Datta. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said about Vasudev Datta, the brother of Mukunda, I'm only Vasudev's man. My body is only meant to please Vasudev. If Vasudev decides to sell me on the marketplace, then I am sold. And then he said, what I have said is the truth. And he repeated, what I have said is the truth. And he said it a third time that no one would believe, disbelieve. I am only Vasudev's man. What I am saying is the truth. Don't disbelieve this. But Mukunda had to stay outside. And he cried and cried. Shivas Pandit, who was the host of the daily Navashura Kirtan, tells in his heart, I don't understand what is going on here. And he went inside the room to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, our Lord, what aparadha did Mukunda do? He's our prana, our life force. You love him. He always tries to avoid all aparadhas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful Lord, became very stern and he said, don't mention his name again. This Mukunda is the straw stick man. Now, if you are maybe not from the Bengali culture and you don't know what is a straw stick man. A straw stick man is comes before you with a straw in his mouth as a sign of humility. I'm like a cow, I'm your servant. You do with me what you want. But behind your back, when you are not looking, he talks bad about you. And therefore is a stick in his hand. A straw stick man is a delicious hypocrite. So, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he's a straw stick man. Sometimes when he is with us, he says bhakti is the highest. But then, when he is with another sangha, another association, where they read the impersonal yoga vashishta scriptures, he says God has no form, and bhakti is only an illusion for sentimentalists. Therefore, because he says this in our sangha, and that in the other sangha, I call him a straw stick man. Do not mention his name ever again. When Mukunda heard this in the other room, he started to cry uncontrollably. The pain was so much in his heart. He thought in his book, what can I do before I met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? My guru was not inclined to bhakti. My guru told me only about jnana. I'm really only a bhakta. Why does the Lord act so harshly towards me? Imagine, my dear devotees, you are rejected by the Lord. Someone who is rejected by the Lord is like a stone which is thrown into the ocean and now only has one alternative: to sink and sink and sink and sink in this way. That is when you are rejected by Krishna. it's very interesting how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Mukunda. And if you hear about this, you will understand the dynamics of this katha and why Gauranga Mahaprabhu chose to be so hard on his dearest devotee. Once Mukunda had come with a group of devotees from Chatir, Bangladesh, to the banks of Mother Ganga near Navadvipa. These devotees had found a secluded spot, and there they had brought the deity of Lord Govinda and performed a puja. And the bhaktas of Navadvipa heard that they were first-class pure Vaishnavas who were worshipping Govinda on the banks of the Ganga. His kirtans, they all came. Amongst them was Mukunda Datta. And Mukunda Datta was the singer. When Mukunda Datta sang, my dear devotees, even stones would cry tears. In ecstasy, all these devotees cried. They danced. Some of them laughed. And some fell down before Mukunda's feet and said, "We have forgotten the word now." At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was okay. It was a time when he had not yet revealed that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who had come to teach Bhakti. He was hiding in the role of a scholar, a pandit. When he heard Mukunda sing, and when he saw the devotees dancing and crying in ecstasy, his heart was full of joy. But externally he said, "Stop, stop, 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 stop. The singing is not very intelligent. Discuss the scriptures of logic to find out the truth. What will you gain by your sentimental singing?" And he confused everyone, so that at the end, the devotees stood Govinda, the deity, they took their instruments and they all ran away from that spot to not be the king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chuckled. And he said, "One day, these same devotees who run away from me to not be entangled by me and foolish logical arguments, they will come to my door and ask for bhakti. One day." The Srivas Thakur heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that evening had said, "Don't mention Mukunda, I don't want to see her." He went to Mukunda, put his hand on his shoulder and said, "The Lord of Mercy, rejected you," and he cried. Mukunda became very determined. "Now there is no use for this life any longer. I will go to the Ganga and seek solace in her liquid embrace. But before I go and drown myself, go to Gauranga and ask him, when to Gauranga. He went to Gauranga and said, Mukunda will leave our association. He will do what we all fear the most. But he wants to know before if there's ever a chance that you will see him again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared, tell him after 10 million births, I will see him. It was so loud that it came to the other room. When Mukunda heard this, he was overwhelmed with the happiness of bliss. The text says he felt Ananda Sukha. And he jumped up and started to dance and shout, I'm allowed to see, I will see. You know, when his holiness Radha Maharaj talks about this, he always makes a comment. He asks his audience, how long are you prepared to be patient? Sometimes when we join Krishna consciousness, we feel after 10 days, I don't feel the body. maximum 1 month. Then we'll be a little older. We reflect again and again about it. We say, but maybe after 5 years, if I can come to Mayapur and take part in the Kirtan Mela. And then after 5 years we feel, oops, my project is not yet successful. And the older we become, maybe when I am a little older and I have my mind is free for just the holy day. Then sometimes we think maybe in another life. 10 million of birth. You know, sometimes we commit devotees. I have seen personally with my eyes after 2 years, they feel they are not yet successful and they leave the process and they do boring yoga exercises. Here's Mukunda who says, after 10 million births, wonderful! Wow, it's just around the corner. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he laughed like you were just now laughing.
Your body is only made of bhakti. You are my das.
I live on your throne. When you sing, I become manifest. What would you say if Gauranga Mahaprabhu would personally tell you, Gauranga, I am on your throne? You think, really? Wow, I'm blessed. When Mukunda, however, heard the encouraging words of Lord Gauranga, he cried. He said, I'm so unfortunate. You appeared. But this foul mouth of mine did not agree that Bhakti is the highest. What is the use to see the God when there is no Bhakti in the heart? There is no happiness. And Mukunda gave some examples to make his point. Listen to his examples. He spoke of Duryodhana. Duryodhana had seen you, but he did not feel pleasure when he saw you as Krishna. As a result, he and his dynasty vanished. Hiranyaksha saw you as Varaha. And you go now. If you go next to the guest house, you see a beautiful, beautiful burial. I don't know how to say it. It looks like a little temple where there is a former Vishnu, Narsimha, and Varaha. Very ancient form. I encourage you to see this form. Hiranyaksha saw this form, but he fought with you. He did not feel any pleasure. Hiranyakashipu saw your other form as Narsimha right before you, but because he had no bhakti in his heart, he felt anger. On the other hand, even the most simple people who are not kings like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, like the hunchback lady of Mathura, or the wives of the Brahmana, or the florist of Mathura, had bhakti in their hearts. And when they saw you, they felt supreme happiness. By the power of bhakti, Ananta carries unlimited planets and universes on his head without a stable foundation. By the power of bhakti, Narada became the greatest of saints. But Vyasadeva, although he had compiled all the Vedic scriptures, he had no bhakti and he felt only pain. Mukunda then became overwhelmed with feelings and threw his hands in the air and said, oh, why did I not ask for bhakti? He started to cry and breathe so heavily. This is called heavy breathing. Maybe it's hysteric breathing, but heavy breathing is one. And his body started to shake. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt when he saw this a little reserved. And he expressed, my dear devotees, listen now very carefully. The bhakti of Mukunda is very dear to me. Whenever Mukunda sings, there I appear. Mukunda, Mukunda, listen now. What you said is true. Without bhakti, everything is in vain. really is something, even if one sees me standing directly before me. My dear devotees, this is something which Krishna also said to Arjuna in the 11th chapter of the Gita. Sakya Panangaya Sakya Panamlevam Vidojana Yatum Drashtum Chatatvena Pravishtum Chaparantapa. My dear Arjuna, know that only by undivided devotional service, bhakti, can I be understood as I am standing now before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. My dear devotees, when you do kirtan, when your heart is without bhakti, the kirtan is only syllables. When you sit down and do your japa for the holy name, but there is no bhakti, you will not feel divine pleasure in doing your japa. But you might think it's a burden and think about so many other things and never feel famous Krishna. Only by bhakti you can conquer Krishna's heart. Lokchandas Thakur asked a few difficult questions. He said, did the hunter named Dharma who came before Krishna have any piety? No. He only did bhakti. Did age disqualify the 5-year-old Dhruva? No. He had bhakti, therefore the Lord appeared before him. Did Gajendra, who lived by Trikuta mountain, possess any learning? No. But he had bhakti when he prayed to the Lord and the Lord appeared. Did Mathura's Kuja, the hunchbacked servant of Kamsa, have any beauty? Oh, she was ugly, but she had bhakti. Did Sudama Brahmana, the friend of Krishna, have any wealth whatsoever? He asked so many questions. And at the end he says, Madhava was pleased with the bhakti. He is never pleased by material qualities. Finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mukunda, through your mouth, the truth has been revealed. All one's own efforts is nothing. Bhakti is everything. Without bhakti, nothing is of value. One who does not consider bhakti to be the highest is inflicting wounds to the core of my heart. Then he gave an example. Gave the example of the washerman Mathura. Life after life, this washerman had practiced austerities to finally be able to see Krishna. But when Krishna came before him and asked him for a little devotional service, some cloth, this Rajakami, the washerman, became so disturbed that he attacked the Lord with bad language. Get lost, otherwise the police will come to the gate. He got the opportunity to see me, but because he has had no bhakti and only austerities to his credit, he was not pleased. only someone who has started against my kriya, my mercy. And for someone who commits offenses, from that person, bhakti will flee and run away. And then he blessed Mukunda. He said, Mukunda, I will give bhakti to you now. Through your kirtans, bhakti will be distributed and all these Vaishnavas will be deeply moved when you sing. With folded hands, Vrindavan says, whoever hears this story will be where Mukunda is singing his kirtan. But the devotees will somehow, by hearing this, one day join Mukunda's singing. And he says, whoever is full of joy when he hears this story will get to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Thank you. question.
I just want to end with one quotation from Srila Prabhupada, who comments on this Leela. You might have in your mind a doubt, why did Lord Chaitanya act so hard on Mukunda? I mean, apparently he was very dear to the Lord. See, Lord Chaitanya had two reasons. One is he wanted to teach the secret of kirtan through his kirtan singer, his main kirtan singer, that is, you have to sing the bhakti. But another reason was Mukunda was genuinely sad that before he met Lord Chaitanya, he had actually been with a jnana yogi guru and had not been in the bhakti tradition. Srila Prabhupada wrote here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Mukunda Datta with punishment. And in that way, vanquished all his mental depression. But sometimes the Lord does this. He takes away one greater problem by creating a little sting. And then the devotee can turn to him. You must know that in Braj there are two very nice singers named Madhukanda and Madhurata. These two appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Mukunda and Vasudev Datta. So Vrindavan devotees, but now we have to really stop here and start Manasar, please.
Thank you.
please just remain seated for only one more minute. I wanted to... So difficult after such a nice kirtan and evening to make just technical announcements. I wanted to make a brief announcement which is important for your day tomorrow. Tomorrow we will change a little bit of the schedule. We will have the morning program as usual after breakfast. And I request you all to be there latest for the morning class at 7:45. It's good if you can come around 6 o'clock or earlier to do japa on the eventful mangal aarti and so on. One thing I wanted to say is after breakfast there will be a 2 hour, or let me say after the lecture, from 9 o'clock to 11:30, so at 9 o'clock you will eat prasadam, 9:30 you will finish. So then there is 2 hours for you to get together in pairs and discuss your reading assignment. That is one of the 10 offenses, but one we already covered, so one of the remaining 9 offenses. And your task will be to tell us what it is, what is the remedy for that aparat, and finally, how you can uphold some practical application in your life. So I'm mentioning this already now because maybe you would like to make yourself familiar with your reading assignment even before you go to bed. If not, if you there is enough time for you to get together with your partner, or yes, we can say like this, and the 2 hours are really good. And then we will call upon you and you will give the presentation of this apparat and how to avoid it before everyone in the classroom at 11:30. Yes. Another good news for you is tomorrow we will drive everything a little bit slower. There will be Gaura Hari's bhajan session in the afternoon, but afterwards it's free time for you to eat some ice or to just relax and walk a little. There will, of course, be the evening katar as usual. Good. So I wish you a wonderful, restful night. Sleep well in Radish, and I see you all tomorrow morning. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.